The initial 15-strong New Zealand athletics team set to compete at Paris 2024 was officially announced today. A pair of reigning world indoor champions and two former Olympic medalists are among the Kiwis set to compete on the track and field. And joining me now is sports reporter Jonty Dine. Okay, Jonty, who's in? Who's out?
Well, it is a pretty star-studded lineup, Lisa. Plenty of names that may be unfamiliar, some very well-knowns, and a heap of medal prospects. As you mentioned, two current indoor champions in high jumper Hamish Kerr and middle distance runner George Beamish. Attending their second games will be Maddie Wershe in the women's shot put. Sam Tanner will run the men's 1500 and Camille French will again compete in the women's marathon. There will be debuts for 18-year-old Ethan Oliver. He becomes the first New Zealand triple jumper to compete at a game since 1960. Tori Peters is in the women's javelin and Connor Bell will contest the men's discus. High jumpers Olivia McTaggart and Imogen Aries will also go to Paris, subject to some final qualification requirements, while rising star Zoe Hobbs will be the first Kiwi to run the women's 100 since 1976. Also, we've got the big guns in Tom Walsh and Jack O'Gill at their third Olympic Games. Walsh chasing history, looking to become the first Kiwi to win three medals at three successive Olympics. The team also welcomes the return of Eliza McCartney. She last competed on the Olympic stage at Rio in 2016, where she won bronze, and it's been a really long road back for her. She's had a chronic run of injuries and been in and out of top competition for about 4 years. But she's back, and she told RNZ today that hearing the name brought back the same buzz that it did when she was first selected as a 19-year-old.
The emotion does just come and you almost don't expect it to, but of course it comes because it is such an important moment in the build-in, and of course you've got to then get to the Olympics and you've got to be healthy and nothing's guaranteed, but it's so cool to celebrate the steps along the way. To be fair, like, things aren't that different in a sense now. You know, the experience I've gained over the last 8 years is what makes the difference. But ultimately, the excitement's the same, the enjoyment's the same. The feeling of representing your country, of being out there on the world stage, of what it means to be at the Olympics, that privilege, that honour, that's all the same. That never changes.
So the excitement is certainly building. We're just 98 days away now. And as McCartney said, the key for these athletes now will just be staying as fit and healthy as possible.
And Jonty, talk to me about the Wellington Phoenix. They've got, well, one of their stars set to return tonight.
They do, yes. So striker Oscar Zvada, he is expected to get some game time tonight against the Newcastle Jets. He hasn't played for the Phoenix since February due to a contusion on his thigh, and it was looking like his season was over, but he's made a surprisingly quick comeback in terms of his recovery and has been past fit to sit on the bench tonight. Of course, heading into tonight's game against the Jets, the Phoenix are on 49 points. That's equal with the Central Coast Mariners, with a home semi-final already guaranteed. So with that in mind, Coach Giancarlo Italiano said he's been careful not to push his players too hard.
All the physical work has been done. You know, you have a whole season of that. So I don't think, you know, from a physical standpoint, we can get any fitter. It's more about how fresh we are in the mind. So I am factoring that. You know, I've scaled back a lot. There's not a lot you can still give the group in terms of edge.
Nothing's happening.
So the Phoenix can return to the top of the A-League with a win or draw over Newcastle tonight. And of course, they're coming back off the back of that dramatic late win against Melbourne last weekend. So confidence will be very high. And kickoff for that one is just before 10 o'clock tonight.
Thank you, Jonty.